Greg Foer is president of DiCor Corporation, an Indiana manufacturer and distributor of components that are used in recreational vehicles. He sees a lot of prospective employees he just can't hire because they can't pass the drug test to get hired. So what happens when despair trumps employment? To find out, we reached out to Greg Foer in his hot Corvette. Things are going pretty well there in northern Indiana. You might call it the Saudi Arabia region of recreational vehicles. Over 80% are made there. But despair is as tangible a problem for your company, Greg, it sounds like, as a good old-fashioned downturn in sales, right?
It is much that way, John. As our industry has expanded since the recession, the unemployment rate in northern Indiana has reached almost an all-time low. And today, the demand for workers outstrips the supply, and mainly it outstrips the supply of those who can pass controlled substance tests to work safely in the factories.
And it's a safety issue. It's not some prudish morality issue. You just can't have people who test positive for opioids around heavy equipment.
That's correct. It has nothing to do with our opinions or thoughts about what's right or wrong in society. It has simply to do with safety.
And Just Say No is going to help you out here. You've got a real obstacle to growth in your business.
It is. Today, we employ about 130 people, and we have 15 to 20 positions that remain open that we're unable to fill because we cannot find applicants who are either A, qualified, or B, can pass the substance abuse tests.
You know, in Russia during the 90s, the population shrank. In some ways, you're having a mini version of that in northern Indiana. What do you think is going to be the solution? When will it turn around?
Well, what happens, you know, labor is a supply and demand issue like many things in our country. And as the demand outstrips the supply, manufacturers and or distributors tend to move to outside locations to move away from the labor issues and find a new source of labor. The problem we have in our country, I believe, is that more and more geographic regions, as they recover from the recession, are finding themselves in exactly the same position as Elkhart County.
Wow. Have you ever looked in someone's face and seen signs of drug abuse as exactly the economic problem that you're looking at?
Absolutely. I've been doing this for 45 years, and you can see after a while you learn to recognize the symptoms and the expressions that go along with it, and the emptiness is disheartening. We are fortunate that the business environment is very healthy, but it turns to keeping people employed, keeping a safe work environment, and trying to grow enterprises in the face of people shortage, frankly.
Greg Foer is president of DiCor Corporation. It's an Elkhart, Indiana-based manufacturer and distributor of components that are used in RVs, the very same ones you'll see on the roads this summer in 2017. Greg, thanks so much.
John, thank you very much for your time.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.